Ascot Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.
So today on the Stray FM Family Show, we are talking Harrogate Town Football Club, and we're going to be talking about the fans' experience because it has changed so dramatically over the last few years. And Harrogate Town Football Club have actually been recognised with a special award down in London in the last couple of weeks. Now today I'm joined in the studio by Mike Partridge, who is the Community Director at the club. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
Now, Mike, as I said, the fans' experience has changed so much over the last few years at Harrogate Town Football Club.
Most certainly.
It's a completely different animal than what it was a couple of years ago. Just want to talk us through some of the changes that both home and away fans can experience at the CNG Stadium.
Sure. I became involved seriously with Harrogate Town about 4 years ago. And in those days, particularly during the winter months, if the weather was bad, the pitch would get waterlogged, matches would be postponed, cause all sorts of aggravation for home and away fans, and indeed the players, of course. Matches were called off. All of that's changed. We now have our 3G pitch. The probability of us having a postponement is almost zero. And then coupled with that, the actual facilities within the ground. If someone who'd been to Harrogate Town 5 years ago and came back this coming season, they wouldn't recognise the place. Fantastic facilities, more seats, covered terraces, access to the all four sides of the ground, and that is matched with an improvement on all the other things that football supporters expect. So good food served from a number of different food points. Our 1919 bar is open to away fans as well as our home supporters. People can be guaranteed a good welcome there, an enjoyable experience. And we've tried very hard to be all-inclusive in the sense that there are facilities for disabled. People in wheelchairs are very welcome at the ground. And the whole thing has been set up to provide families with an enjoyable experience.
Now, these changes say so much about the ambitions of the club, because it's all part of a larger project, isn't it, around Harrogate Town?
Oh, most certainly.
So they're looking to sort of move up the Football League and get promoted, and now they've got the facilities to match that ambition.
We have indeed, and the English Football League are rather strict on insisting on what facilities need to be provided, and during the last part of the last season, work was completed, or is being completed now, to make sure that we meet all the requirements of health and safety of the various footballing authorities for a future in the Football League.
Powell Boxall Dockery, Media Manager.
Now, Hal, as the Media Manager, it is your role to control the social media side of things and make sure the club is in touch with fans. How do you feel that the club's social media presence has grown over the last couple of years?
I think it's grown massively. I've been here 3 years now. We've gone from just over 10,000 followers to close to 20,000, so it's grown in that sense. It's also great to see the more we put on social media, the more people engage with it. So recently we've done a competition where we wanted fans to send in their favourite kit down the years, and we had a really good response to that, and now someone's going to win a new home kit for that.
Now, the overall fan experience has continued to grow in popularity over the last few years, and if you haven't been over to the ground in the last couple of seasons, it's changed dramatically. You just want to talk us through some of the changes that are around the club at the moment.
Yeah, you're right, it has changed dramatically. Pretty much every day when someone comes in to renew a season ticket or whatever the reason, they comment on it. We've got a new stand next to the family stand, which is quite a big structure really, and it was open for the last game of the season. It looked fantastic when it was full, and we created a really good atmosphere, so hopefully that's going to be full a lot of the time next year. Another development, we've got a seated stand for away supporters. Now that we're in the National League, we've got away support travelling from down south, and we have to segregate a lot of fixtures, whereas we didn't really have to before, so it's important that they've got their own seating. And then finally, we've got a new stand just in front of a 1919 venue, and all three stands have been put up just to make sure we've got enough capacity to compete at this level and in the Football League should we get there.
Now, the last couple of years, the club has made no secret of its ambitions, and since coming up to the National League, they haven't looked to sort of consolidate in the league. We pushed for the top of the table, and were top of the table at one point, and then ended in the playoff spaces. So the club is showing ambition both off and on the field as well.
Yeah, definitely, and I think that's quite a big factor in attracting players here, the ambition shown. In truth, no one really knew what to expect going into the National League. It was a completely new level for us, but to be top, I think September or October time gave us real belief that we could go on and push for the Football League, and it fell away a little bit towards the end of the season, but we still finished strong, got into the playoffs and got beaten by a good filed side, but it was a really positive effort in the first season, and the signings we've made over the summer so far, it looked like we're going to be challenging up there again for promotion.
As we said, the experience has been recognised with an award, because last month you were invited to an award down at Stamford Bridge, which is Chelsea's football ground from the Premier League, about it was the overall best away fan experience of any club outside the English Football League, which is a massive accolade for the football club.
It is. It's a massive accolade indeed. And it came about through a poll that is conducted by the Football Supporters Federation amongst their members every season. And within the non-league sector, the National League, the fans voted the experience at Harrogate Town the most satisfying of all the away games that they'd been to. And this is a reflection, I think, not just of the football club, which of course is very important, but Harrogate itself. Their votes were based on the whole experience from the very moment they arrive in Harrogate, park the car, get off the train, get off the bus, whatever they do, the whole experience. And it's an excellent reflection on the businesses and the people of Harrogate in the way that they offer a warm welcome to people coming to visit the town.
Now, you were the delegate from Harrogate Town Football Club. You were the one that went down to Stamford Bridge. What was the award ceremony like? Tell us about it.
Oh, it was a very, very enjoyable and inspirational experience. There were many awards being given out. I met some very interesting people. I felt very honoured to be there. And it, I think, reinforced for me the fact that Harrogate Town is clearly being ever more recognised as a major player at our level of football.
Absolutely. And I would urge anyone that's not been over to the stadium in the last couple of years to definitely go down, because the experience has come on leaps and bounds. And if there's anyone listening at home that wants to get involved with Harrogate Town and wants to come over and maybe look to getting some season tickets, you can visit the website at www.harrogatetownafc.com and you can find your season tickets on there. So Mike, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us, and best of luck for the season ahead.
Thanks very much indeed, Ben. Thank you.
Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.